It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, a big news breaking edition this afternoon. We've got so much to get to for your drive home. Thank you for taking us with you at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Live reports from the border and the president's going ons there. Mike Huckabee, Governor Mike Huckabee, will join us. Chrissy Metz from the NBC hit TV show This Is Us will be joining us. Kayleigh McEnany on the jobs numbers and some other good news that the administration has had. And joining me next, the nominee for Fed chairman. Stay with us.
Bench thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so I know that my next guest it must be striking a nerve somewhere if Chuck Schumer is tweeting that he's got 999 ideas on how to revive, quote, revive the economy. And he says Herman Cain's not one of them. And then in parentheses, he says neither is Stephen Moore, a Heritage Foundation economist, Wall Street Journal economic senior editorialist. And Stephen, also a friend of this radio show, joins us rather often. Stephen, welcome back. Good to have you. And congratulations on the nomination.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm thrilled. It was quite an honor when I got that call from the president. And I'm looking forward to being on the Federal Reserve Board. And it's going to be an amazing
experience. Now, I muffed it up. I said you were the Fed nominee for it. That's not true. You're going to serve on the board. What would be the...
Yeah, I think you might say I'm... No.
Yeah. That's bad. I shouldn't do that.
Membership. So there are, a number of voting members of the Federal Reserve Board, and I will be one of them. And it'll be quite an experience.
Stephen, there's a lot that the Fed has to do with the economy. And I talk about this on Mondays with my money guy. But there's a lot that the Fed has influence of over the economy in terms of what we're doing. What do you see as the top two or three priorities of what needs to happen there to make sure that we don't lose ground on the economic progress of the last 2.5 years?
Well, look, the most important, mission of the Fed is to maintain the stability and the strength of the dollar. You know, this is the agency that decides how many dollars will be flowing into the economy. I've been, for 30 years on record for supporting, a strong and stable dollar. So I want prices to remain constant. It goes back to why you have a currency. You know, why do people have dollar bills and fives and tens and twenties in their wallet? Because you know that $5 bill, today will be worth what it'll be 2 years from now or 5 years from now. And you don't want, hyperinflation. I don't know about you, Kevin, but I remember the 1970s when we had 12, 13, 14% inflation. People didn't want to hold dollars because they were losing value. I want to keep the dollar as good as gold. And, if you have a stable dollar and then you put that on the top of, like Trump tax cuts, the deregulation efforts, press on energy policy and so on. I'm a big believer we could have, 3 to 4% economic growth for many years with no inflation. And that's just a beautiful picture.
And it's one that very few people thought, at least for the previous 8 years prior to President Trump, was even a possibility. Let me ask you kind of a technical question, because this one I found there's a lot of people that have a lot of different ideas. So we had however many rounds of quantitative easing that we had, and then there was an attempt on some level to unwind the balance sheet. To keep the dollar stable, is it better to leave the currency extended through the QE issuances, or is it better to unwind it and bring some of that inventory in? How do you judge what is better to keep the dollar stable in light of that?
Well, look, if you look over the last 4 or 5 months, we've had, go back to like the summer of 2018. We had, 4% economic growth. We had very high employment. We had rising wages and we had no inflation. It was an absolutely beautiful picture. And one of the things I was concerned about was the Fed started raising interest rates at that point. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, there's no inflation in the economy. And then, you know, of course, the Fed made that catastrophic decision in December to raise rates, which was a big mistake. And remember, the stock market took a nosedive. And then they subsequently put their tail between their legs and admitted that they made a mistake. I like to look at commodity prices and what direction they're headed in, what's happening with the price of oil and home heating and soybeans and wheat and cotton and lumber and timber and eggs and that kind of thing. And those over time, you know, if you have no inflation, they should remain flat in price. And over the last 4 or 5 months, those have been falling in price, which indicates that we're probably a little too tight with money right now. And my feeling is, look, Trump has put in place these pro-economic growth policies. And when you do that, you get a global demand for dollars. Everybody wants to invest in the United States. We saw the jobs report that came out this morning, a blockbuster report.
Right.
We're the it country now. Everybody wants to invest here. There's a demand for dollars. And I don't think the Fed should be sucking dollars out of the economy at the same time. You have, you know, you need to provide the oxygen for the economy so it can continue to grow.
Well, the reason I ask is because I'm nowhere near, you know, your level of expertise on this. But there's that old kind of free market example that if inventory is too much, then the value goes down. And so if we're wanting the dollar to be strong, the rounds of quantitative easing, my uncomfort with that back when we were doing it was that it had the potential to turn us into Zimbabwe if we didn't stop at some point. And I just didn't want to see that happen to the dollar.
It's just simply a truism. You can't continue to spend and spend and spend and borrow and borrow and borrow, right? And that's, you know, that's not the, you know, the Fed doesn't have responsibility for that. The Congress does. They're the ones that spend the money. They have the money. They appropriate the money. So I agree with you entirely that you can't keep spending and borrowing, you know, at the tune of $1 trillion a year. By the way, there's this new left-wing theory called modern monetary theory, which basically says we can just keep borrowing and borrowing and spending. If interest rates remain low, we don't have anything to worry about. I'm like, that's a crazy idea. That's like saying, well, you jump out of a window for the 100th floor of a building and, you know, go past the 5th floor and now everything's going just fine so far, you know, and then you splat on the ground. So, you know, we know from historical examples, as you mentioned, Zimbabwe and look at what's happening in Venezuela and all these countries,
right,
that these when you get, you know, a hyperinflation, that is not a story that ends well.
Well, the Fed did come out and say that they weren't going to raise interest rates, I believe, for the rest of this year, which was a big relief. I know that there was an anticipation of maybe a point or two yet to come. But what do you sense is the outlook for the Fed? What should the Fed focus on between now and the end of 2019?
Stable prices, keeping prices stable. Like, that's the best the Fed can do. You know, there's an old saying that you can't print jobs by printing money, right? And so, you know, you want to keep the price level stable.
Does it make any difference, Steve Moore, that China is now backing its currency with gold and oil on the basis of wanting to become kind of the premier alternative to the dollar in the global economy?
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. You know, everybody around the world is holding dollars. Nobody wants to hold yuan, for goodness sake. So I'm not at all worried about that. And, you know, one of the responsibilities of the Fed is to keep the dollar the world currency.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, I know I'm not worried about that at all. I mean, would you want to hold yuan in your Paduke? Trust the Chinese government?
No, I don't have any.
I sure wouldn't.
None. Steve Moore is who we're speaking with. He's the author of Trumponomics. And, of course, he's the president's most recent nominee to join the...
Not most recent, because Herman Cain was named yesterday.
And Chuck Schumer is not pleased with either of you being nominated. So let me ask you this, Steve Moore. They say that, you know, part of knowing if you're on the right path or not is not only who's with you, but who's against you. I mean, that's like an endorsement from Chuck Schumer, is it not?
Well, you know, it is interesting. You know, there have been the liberals have been going absolutely crazy about my nomination. I'm sure they probably will under, Herman was just named. So it's just
right.
Just out there now. But I think it is almost flattering that these folks are, you know, somebody wrote a column in The Washington Post the other day saying Steve Moore could cause a global, you know, financial crisis. I'm like, well, I can. Boy, that's a lot of power to do that. That's absolutely, obviously absurd. And by the way, you know, they were saying, you know, we need the Fed to be have people that can prevent these financial crises. And wait a minute. First of all, the financial crisis, the last bite of crisis we had was caused in no small part by the Fed.
So, right.
You know, it's a little bit silly. I'm going to be the growth hawk on the Federal Reserve Board. I'm the guy who wants economic growth. I want higher wages. I want, you know, more jobs, and I want a stable price. And if that's, you know, controversial, then I probably won't make it. But that's my philosophy. Totally. You know, I think we can grow quickly.
There's a lot of people like me that are sleeping a little bit easier at night, knowing that you and Mr. Kane are both headed there. And now that we've seen that Cocaine Mitch is willing to pull the trigger and get the nuclear option to get the nominations done, I'm confident you'll be there sooner than later. Stephen Moore, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
You're the best. Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, radio, coming right back.
Mike Gallagher wants Republicans to show support for our president.
The Republicans have to strategize in ways that sometimes don't involve President Trump's fingerprint. Now, that made me sick to my stomach. You better dance with the lady who brung you. You better go with Donald Trump because he's the face of the party, and he's the guy that is largely getting it all done alone. And I want to see Republicans line up behind him.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
If a visit to Israel has been on your bucket list, now's the time to plan your trip with AM 970 The Answer. Experience something that will forever change you. The Stand With Israel Tour is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019 with nationally syndicated media hosts Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher. Come along for an all-inclusive 10-day trip to Israel where you'll experience insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of a truly remarkable nation. We'll take you behind the scenes to explore the places you've only read and heard about. The Western Wall, the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, and so much more. You can experience all this firsthand. Expert guides, important lectures at key sites by Dennis Prager, and you'll be surrounded by luxury and safety. Look forward to something special in your life. Stand With Israel, December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. For details about this all-inclusive trip, visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot means more meat on the grill for less money on the table. Right now, the exclusive Next Grill 5-Burner Gas Grill is only $159, regularly $199. Its 5 burners are big enough to handle 23 burgers at once. That's enough burger-flipping real estate for you and 22 of your closest friends. Today is the day for doing. With the Next Grill 5-Burner Gas Grill, just $159. Now, at the Home Depot, more saving, more doing, while supplies last.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National press secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany. Exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, it's interesting about California. They're begging me for the wall in San Diego. You know that, because the people were pouring through in San Diego, going over the front lawns, going into people's houses. So they want the wall done in San Diego. And we did it. And then you hear they don't want the wall. They want the wall.
All right, Kevin McCullough, big Friday as we continue to roll on. The president, of course, at the southern border today. And he's making the same argument that he's been making for a long time. We have thousands upon thousands of people coming across our border. I think we're averaging, 70,000 a month since the new year started. And it's out of control. So does he have the right to step up and do something about it? Well, he's showing off some of the wall that's been built, and I think hearing from more Border Patrol saying what they need. Let's turn to the spokesperson for the Trump 2020 campaign. Kayleigh McEnany rejoins us, formerly of the GOP, formerly of CNN, formerly of Fox News, formerly of Harvard Law, formerly of the Mike Huckabee Show, I mean, back in the day, which is where I think we met, Kayleigh. But welcome back. Happy Friday. Good to have you.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
So how important was it that he go to California today?
Oh, incredibly important. You know, the president has shown, he continues to show, that he's done every single possible measure within his Article 2 constitutional power to secure the border. Think about all that he's done, you know, from the Oval Office address to the government shutdown that happened, to the national emergency, to the veto, to withholding aid from countries that are an origin point for the illegal immigration crisis. So he's continually, put forward measures to secure the border, but the left has sat there unwilling to work, and Congress is at a complete halt. So it's important that he showcases that the wall is being built, and he's done everything within his power to make that possible.
Now, Kayleigh, there may be people thinking that because he didn't, because he had to endure the veto and hope that the House didn't override him, which they were unable to do, that the wall has not been being built. In fact, there are some people that think that the wall has not been being built over the last 2 years at all. What is the actual status of where we are vis-a-vis the wall as compared to, say, Inauguration Day?
Right. Well, those people are being deceived by the left, because portions of the wall have been repaired that needed repairing. Other portions have been built, new portions. He repeatedly refers to the hundreds and hundreds of miles that have been built. And currently he's attained that more than $1 billion that he'll need to build yet another portion of the wall. So he has done everything within his purview to build this wall. It is under construction, but to ultimately complete the entirety of it, we would need congressional allocation to allocate that funding, and Nancy Pelosi seems hard-pressed to do that at the moment.
Given the kind of the direction of where things have gone since the Mueller report has come out, do you think that he has a bit of a bully pulpit heading into the election cycle to say that you gave them the House, but they're not really interested in working with anybody? You got to give me the House back.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And I think the biggest point with the Mueller report is the president was right all along. He did nothing wrong. He's been entirely exonerated. And Democrats lied. So in the future, when the president says Democrats are lying to you, Democrats are deceiving you on X, Y, or Z issue, we know that to be true, because for 2 years, Democrats lied about collusion. They told us they had evidence of it. In fact, some are doubling down and saying they still have evidence that's in plain sight. But all of us, believe our eyes and believe the information before us and see that there is no collusion, as Robert Mueller himself concluded. So
right.
They'll continue their lies, and President Trump will continue to expose them.
And I think most of them are making the argument that there's more to be discovered about obstruction. But, Kayleigh, you're a lawyer. You went to law school. You're smarter than me in the areas of the law. How can you have obstruction when the supposed investigation you were obstructing into concerned an underlying crime that never happened?
Right, you can't. And to obstruct something, to commit obstruction of justice, there has to be a clearly illegal act, meaning destroying tapes, for instance, that are under subpoena or are necessary for you to preserve. That a clearly illegal act, and President Trump never did anything of the sort. There is
right.
No illegal act. There is no obstruction, as not just Barr concluded, but also Rod Rosenstein, someone who the Democrats loved as of 2 weeks ago.
Well, how significant is it that Barr is working with Mueller directly to issue what is going to end up being the redacted long form of the report?
I think it's significant. Look, he's acting in good faith. Barr is someone who has immense respect. He's someone that has worked in the Department of Justice previously, was confirmed unanimously before, and the fact that he's working with Mueller shows that he is acting in good faith. He is legally mandated to take out certain portions like grand jury testimony.
Right. So shouldn't that satiate Jerry Nadler and Schiff and Engel and all these people that are bellyaching about the process? Doesn't Mueller being side by side with him going through what they're going to release, shouldn't that be satiating enough?
It should, but they're not interested in truth. They're not interested in getting to the facts. They're not interested in Mueller at this point. In fact, I think many of them now loathe Mueller, the guy that they once loved, because Mueller concluded no collusion. So, yeah, it should, but it certainly won't.
All right. Let's talk about jobs numbers. 196,000 in March. Somebody said it yesterday. We have, for the first time, a completely full economy. We don't have room for any more workers, essentially.
That's right. This economy has hit generational lows in unemployment, 196,000 jobs created in March, and wages are growing. And that's something, look, Bernie Sanders and his crew would always say, yeah, but what about wages? Wages aren't growing. Paychecks aren't growing. Well, they are, and growing twice as fast for those at the bottom half of the income spectrum. So there's no denying that this Trump economy is at full operation. It gets stronger by the day. It's a roaring force to be reckoned with. And Democrats, they want to go make an argument about the economy, best of luck, because we've proven socialism isn't the way the free market and Trump's policies are.
Well, it's an interesting time to be alive. It is one of the most prosperous periods in American history. And somebody said on Twitter yesterday, they were like, and it was a liberal progressive, and they were just like, Kev, give us three solid reasons that you're supporting Donald Trump. And I gave them 25, all of them one word, but the first three were economy, employment, and wages. It's not just that employment's good. Some employment improved under Obama, usually public sector jobs, but in this case, it's across the board, and the wages are on the increase. That is a big fat deal. This is historic. So we need to make sure we get the word out on that. Anyway, Kaylee, you're doing a good job of that. Thanks for stopping in on this Friday.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. As always, it's a big, busy edition. Actress Chrissy Metz is going to stop by. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code AM970. That number again, 1-800-506-2641. Promo code AM970. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time.
Eric Metaxas, the show about coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We've got a lot of stuff yet to get to today. Governor Mike Huckabee will stop by before my final thought, and looking forward to talking with him about a number of things as well. We've got a very interesting opportunity coming up at the theater a week from tonight, and I am very honored to have my next guest. Chrissy Metz is one of the most beloved characters in TV at this point in time. She is, of course, part of the cast of This Is Us, and the character that she is playing in this season with the infertility problems and all the other things that her character is dealing with has really struck a chord with the TV watching public in America. And a couple of weeks ago, I had the chance to sit down at a red carpet event for Breakthrough, the new film that's coming out that she is the star of, and got to have this conversation, and we thought we'd bring it to you exclusively right now.
Chrissy, exciting film, and we're going to talk about that in a second, but my wife would kill me if I didn't ask you about what it's been like to be Kate over this last season, and especially with the seeming victory over the infertility issue. What has that role meant to you?
You know, as an actor, I think you always dream of playing roles that are going to impact people's lives. And because the show is continuing to do that with every storyline and the way that they are woven in into one another, but to see everything that Kate has come through, mm-hmm. and her shame and her guilt around her father's death and everything that she's been literally carrying for her whole life, and now having a wonderful relationship and then going through a miscarriage and now having a baby. Yeah, I mean, these are real life situations, and so many people have reached out.
I was going to ask, viewers are responding to it,
yes.
and they're saying you've encouraged them?
Absolutely, yeah. And they've sent me pictures of their preemies and spending time in the NICU. And I mean, it's emotional.
Yeah.
It's, and then pictures of their kids at 5 and 7 and 10 years old and thriving. And it's just, it's so nice for, I mean, for me as an actor and as a human being to ever see somebody like me on television. And so to have these storylines that people can relate to because they're experiencing
yeah.
them, it, I mean, that's why we do what we do.
It's part of the addictive nature of the show, I think. Kate's not technically a middle sister, but you were.
Right.
How much of that do you bring into that role?
You know, she's not a middle sister per se, but she is the glue that holds them together.
Yeah.
They're both alpha males, and they sort of, you know, are very similar, and she sort of moderates, and she's the diplomat, and I'm that way definitely
yeah,
as a
peacemaker.
Middle child.
Yeah.
Yeah, the peacemaker. Definitely that way. I'm probably the tamest of all the women in my family, which is a lot to say. So I'm always either, you know, trying to smooth out the wrinkles or make someone laugh or, you know, understand. I'm a Libra. I know that sounds kooky, but like I can see both sides of the coin.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I try to moderate too.
Excellent. Joyce is a little bit of a different character mm-hmm. from Kate. She's more maternal, obviously. But I heard a recent interview in which you talked about not even having gotten to meet the real historical person before playing the role. So how did you prepare for this kind of miraculous woman when
yeah.
it's all said and done?
Well, I read The Impossible, her book. I also, you know, it's interesting because I have never been a mother in real life, and although I taught preschool and I have a lot of nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm.
So instinctively, I think I have a maternal way about me. And so I really try to focus on that and empathize in this unfathomable situation. So I really just try to stay present, and I try to stay authentic and just be very... her resilience and her courage in what she decided to do against all odds and against every single person who said that she was crazy for thinking
that
he would recover. So I understand that because I have defied many odds, and so I pulled from that. And then 2 weeks in, we got to meet, you know, the real family. So,
and there's a little bit of personal connection to the storyline as well, because
right.
you had a family relative that was
right. My mother went through a really severe stroke, and they didn't think she was going to survive. And I was like, yeah, you don't know my mom. You do not understand who she is and her willpower and what it is that she has to do.
Right.
I guarantee she's not done here. And so almost verbatim were the words that I said to my mother's doctors that Joyce said to John's doctor. So it was sort of, you know.
And faith is a part of your life.
For sure. Yeah, I grew up with a sense of faith and a belief in God, and I mean, I'm so grateful for it, because I don't think I would have been able to even be at this moment in my life if I didn't have that foundation.
Well, congratulations on Breakthrough.
Thank you.
And we'll all be watching with bated breath every Tuesday night in
thank
DC.
You. Thank you. Tell your wife I said hello.
I will.
And in fact, I did, just as instructed by Christy Metz, kind of the first lady of primetime television right now. But again, the movie is Breakthrough, and she plays the mom whose son fell through the ice and who, after he was dead for 1 hour, prayed and God brought him back to life. True story. Got to go see it. Kevin McCullough coming back. Governor Huckabee next.
Every Saturday morning at 7, the Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Professor Harold Walchalk and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here, and I want to invite all pastors to join me on Friday, May 24th at our sister station, AM 570 The Mission's annual Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village, featuring Dr. Tony Evans of The Alternative as the keynote speaker. Tickets are complimentary for all pastors and their guests. Listeners can also purchase tickets for $15. Register for your tickets today at am570themission.com. The 2019 Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by the law firm of Capel, Barnett, Matalon, and Schoenfeld, and the Deaf Bible Society. Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1913, the Federal Reserve was created and changed our monetary system forever. The financial outlook is on the verge of another big change, but this time you need gold. To help you with that, Landmark Capital is giving away a free gold coin minted in 1913. To win this coin, two books on the history of money, and a personal consultation with the CEO of Landmark Capital, enter online at am970theanswer.com and click the section that says contests in the middle of the page.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Today, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Anne Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better if you don't get my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
And then you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing in theaters.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-815-0745, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-815-0745. That's 800-815-0745. Make the cash call today. That's 800-815-0745.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Everywhere I go, oh, I say, use it all. Always on my road, I'm still New York.
He is one of the longest serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of it before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Statements which may or may not be true by various witnesses, salacious material, all kinds of material that it would be unfair to release.
That's Jerry Nadler, and he's talking about the special counsel. How cool is that? I think he's made up with Bob Mueller and Mr. Barr. I think everything's good. Governor, did you hear that? Alex, do you have it to play again? I'd love to hear this cut from Jerry Nadler one more time.
Statements which may or may not be true by various witnesses, salacious material, all kinds of material that it would be unfair to release.
Oh, so we don't have to release the full report now, Governor. Did you catch that? Jerry Nadler has changed his position.
Yeah, he's changed it all right, Kevin. You're trying to sucker punch me because that was 22 years ago.
See, you're too good.
Nadler thought that it was a terrible idea, a terrible idea. And now, even though it would be against the law to release this information, and he's basically asking the country's chief law enforcement official to break the law. That doesn't matter to Nadler because it's all about the politics, baby. There's nothing about the law. We used to be a nation where we lived by rule of law. Now it's rule of whatever I feel.
Yeah. Well, just so that my listeners are perfectly clear, that is Jerry Nadler, and you are correct. It is from 118 years ago in the Bill Clinton impeachment saga days when I was covering the impeachment while doing talk radio out of Chicago at the time, and Nadler was on the House Judiciary Committee, and he lost on the impeachment. So he's always had this, grudge to bear, so to speak. But, yeah, he's taken exactly the opposite position that he took then over the public release of a special counsel report.
Well, Nadler is like Adam Schiff, who thinks he's James Bond, but he's more like Mr. Magoo. And he's always talking about this evidence that he has, but he never presents it. And he's been singing this song forever. I guess he thinks it's Adam Schiff's greatest hits. but I'm telling you, they're going to go down in the dustbin of the 10 for a dollar record pile here pretty soon.
Yeah, it's really kind of crazy. Hey, I want to talk about something that I know is important to you, and I haven't really spent much time on it, but it's gotten to be a national controversy. A whole bunch of Hollywood people have signed on to a petition to try to pull all film production out of the state of Georgia. And the reason they're doing it is because Georgia is putting into place a heartbeat bill. By the way, this will be the third or fourth state just in the last few months that have done this. But it basically recognizes that once a child has a heartbeat, that child is in fact a person that is growing and has the protected rights of what we would call divine natural law. Your reaction to what's going on in Georgia and how the rest of the country should be responding to it?
Well, it ought to be pretty simple to anybody who believes in science, and the Democrats are always saying, let's look at the science. So here's the science. When there is a heartbeat, that's a human life. I mean, I would contend there's human life from the moment of conception because you have a unique DNA that is unique to that individual, taken from 23 male and 23 female chromosomes. But let's just put that aside for a moment. How could anyone who believes in science say that when a heart is beating, that is not a human life, especially when you can see the form and know that it is indeed the form of a human baby? So legislators around the country are saying, let's say you cannot do an abortion after there's a beating heart. Most people would say, okay, you kind of got to go with that, but not the left. No, they think that you can carry out an abortion not only up to the moment of birth, but there are some states, like the one that you do your radio show from, New York, who believe that it would be okay even after the child is born. Kevin, this is new ground for us, but I think it's going to backfire because there are a lot of people who identify pro-choice, and they can't go this bridge. It's a bridge too far.
Well, and our governor, not to be outdone, is racing as hard and as fast as he can to basically make everything that we put Gosnell into prison for legal in his state and worse. So, yes, you're right. And it really is. And I want to highly recommend an article that One of our guests, Georgie Borman, wrote yesterday in The Federalist. She basically unpeeled the onion to the point, she said, where right now the woman's right to an abortion is really the right to a dead child. And that's why in the left's mind, it doesn't stop at the point of a birth or surviving the abortion procedure, that they're not satisfied until the child is, in fact, killed through lethal force. And that's why the goalposts seem moved to normal people. But to the left, they're just being consistent, quote unquote, consistent in their mind all along. Really thought provoking column. Georgie Borman and the Federalist people. Go check that out. Hey, Governor, real quickly, we've got the president on the border today. And we had 4,000 apprehensions one day last week. We're averaging, I think, 70,000 apprehensions now, a month since the new year has clicked over. He's going to show off, and is showing off, the fact that the wall is built somewhat. We're making repairs. We're expanding it. But how important is it that he's there and bringing the world's TV cameras there with him?
I think it's very important, Kevin, because the Democrats have continued to say there is no crisis. It's a manufactured crisis. I think it's very significant that Jay Johnson, who was the Department of Homeland Security chair under Obama, has said it is beyond a crisis. He's not trying to do Donald Trump a favor. And the former head of Border Security, Border Patrol, under Obama, once again, not trying to do Trump a favor, but they're both saying this is truly an emergency. Kirstjen Nielsen calls it a Cat 5 hurricane level emergency, and the Democrats refuse to see it because, just as it is with issues like the abortion situation, they want to play politics with it rather than actually govern and solve a problem. It's just remarkable. But every time a U.S. citizen is murdered by an illegal that was dumped out of a sanctuary city or came across illegally, it's one more reminder to Americans why we cannot trust any of the Democrats running for president to that job. Not one of them could be trusted because none of them believe in border security, and only Donald Trump is trying to actually solve this problem. Yeah. So if that matters at all to people, then their choice for president is crystal clear for next year.
There's Sarah Sanders' dad right there, Mr. Huckabee, Governor Huckabee. And on the big show this weekend, Governor, what's in the lineup?
Well, one of our guests is going to be Ben Shapiro. I think, if we can just get Ben to come out and say what he really thinks, it'll be helpful. But we've also got a fantastic acrobat. It's going to be fun. So we're going to go the full spectrum of hardcore news and commentary all the way to fun entertainment. Don't miss the Huckabee Show, 8 and 11 Eastern on Saturday and Sunday on TBN.
All right, Governor, thanks so much. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Since 1906, the Lieber family has been serving New Jersey residents from Hudson and Bergen County by offering expert caring services for families suffering the loss of a loved one. The father-son team of Dan and Matt Lieber are the fourth and fifth generations to carry on the family tradition through the Volk Lieber Funeral Home in Teaneck in Oradell, New Jersey, and Barrett Funeral Home in Tenafly. Respecting and understanding the Jewish funeral traditions, the Lieber family created Bergen Jewish Chapel, an online funeral arrangement resource with the goal of alleviating a family's stress and burden while dealing with the end-of-life issues. Go online to BergenJewishChapel.com. There you'll be given the information you'll need before you actually need it. Eliminate the burden of a face-to-face meeting at a funeral home location while still benefiting from their personal attention. For full disclosure of services, merchandise, and costs, go to BergenJewishChapel.com. That's BergenJewishChapel.com. Services are available through any of the three conveniently located Lieber-owned facilities as well. Once again, BergenJewishChapel.com or call 201-261-2900. That's 201-261-2900. That's 201-261-2900.
The biggest threat to you in this country today is cyber attack. And no one knows it better than Dr. Eric Cole, former special agent for the CIA and CEO of Secure Anchor. Through Secure Anchor, Dr. Cole protects major companies and individuals from cyber breach. And now he's going to prepare you for any attack and raise the alarm to our government that they need to act. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970 The Answer for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole and learn how to prevent and prepare for the inevitable.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, daylife, restaurants, and new food products.
theater, food, wine. What else do you need? AM 970.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, and use discount code THEANSWER.
Jay Sekulow live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. And again, thank you to, all my contributors that just make Fridays so much fun and informative. Steve Moore, especially, the new nominee to the Fed board. I tried to give him the chairmanship earlier in the hour. He wouldn't take it. I said, you wouldn't be the Fed chair? I'll make you the Fed chair. I don't have the power to make you the Fed chair, but I'll try. He wasn't biting. But he and Herman Cain and a couple of others, and there may be some real now rational thinkers that get on the Fed board and could actually impact monetary policy in a very positive way. So I'm glad that they're there and willing to serve. Kayleigh McEnany, Governor Huckabee, and of course the very sweet sweetheart Chrissy Metz, and friends, that movie next year, or not next year, in next week, she'll be coming out, and it's a true story. It's a bona fide documented miracle. The kid was dead for an hour when his mom prayed for him, and he immediately had the heartbeat to begin again after being dead for more than an hour. And then if you didn't catch the first hour of the show today, or you did, Paul Batura from Focus on the Family, we're going to be gathering what I hope is 50,000 people in Times Square on May 4th. To observe 40 ultrasounds being done. That's the weekend before Mother's Day. And in the day and age in which we live, where you have abortion just happening at every turn, and now for as many reasons after the child is born, supposedly, it's just something has to be done. Reasonable people do not believe that born children should be allowed to die. It's just we don't believe in that. So more details on that, alivefromnewyork.com, alivefromnewyork.com, the two-hour event in Times Square, and find out all the details and then plan on joining us. I think that I will be a part of the speaking lineup that afternoon, so I hope that you'll make plans. All right, so yesterday, actually another bit of movie news. Last night, I got an inside scoop from the people at the 130 agency that said that Chrissy Metz's co-star Sterling K. Brown has signed on to play the true story of Willie Davis Jr. Now, Willie Davis Jr. has been featured on HBO Sports, Real Sports, a couple of times, but it's the true story of a high school janitor who took over as the head basketball coach of the local high school, and what he did with those kids' lives was just unbelievable. Sterling K. Brown, going to be playing that role, who's Chrissy Metz's brother. He's the African-American brother of Kate's character on NBC's This Is Us. So that's kind of cool. And then finally, Mr. Beto O'Rourke yesterday decided to compare Donald Trump to the Third Reich. The only problem was everything he said about why the two should be compared is actually not true. But he needs to be reminded that it's not, which is the way those Dems are doing a lot these days. Anyway, have a great weekend. See you Monday.